Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Nebraska has its share of invasive plant species. One in particular that causes problems on acreages, ranges, and farmland pastures is musk thistle. Nebraska Extension educator Gary Stone talks about what it looks like, why it's invasive, and gives tips on how to control it.
Well, musk thistle is a non-native. It's a biennial forb. It reproduces from seed, so it will germinate in the fall. The plant will form a rosette. It will overwinter in the rosette form, and then spring it'll start to green up again. It'll bolt, or what we call bolting. It will shoot a seed stalk or seed stalks that will produce flowers, and then the flowers will produce seed, and it'll start the cycle all over again. The plant is an invasive plant, one, because it is non-native. The rosettes, when they form, they can be maybe 2 foot across, so that blocks out a lot of grass that our livestock would generally graze. When it bolts and gets up into the mature plant stage, it'll be a fairly large bushy plant, maybe upwards to 6 feet tall or more. It's very spiny. Livestock do not want to be around it. It'll produce maybe up to 120,000 seeds per plant, which again just increases that problem that much more. So that's kind of why it's a problem in our range and pasture situations. Well, how to manage this plant, musk thistle? There are a number of different options you can do. One, if you only have a very few plants, you can go out there with a shovel and cut it off down below at the root level. Cut that root off, cut the plant off, and that'll take care of it. It will not come back from the root if you cut it deep enough. There are three insects that are a biocontrol method. They are for probably larger patches or larger stands of musk thistle. They will not manage the weed in the short term, but maybe in the long term, those three insects could do some good. A couple of them attack the seed head, attacks the flowers, the seeds that are in the flower heads, and they eat the seed, so it keeps it from producing viable seed. The other option, like I said, you could mow them, but again, if you mow them down after they bolted, they'll probably shoot a bolt or bolt again, shoot another seed stalk, so you have to come back and do it numerous times to control it that way. Then there are the chemical treatment options, and there are a number of products out there that are labeled for range and pasture that do work well on musk thistle. Probably the best time to treat would be in the fall prior to or just after a light frost or freeze, and then again in the spring as early when it starts to green up, but prior to it bolting. You know, if they have large stands of it, mowing, again, if they can mow, would be an option. But then I would suggest that they would maybe follow that up with a chemical treatment. But if they've let it go to the bolt stage, mowing would keep it from producing more seed right away. And then that would give them a chance maybe to get in there and get a chemical treatment. But applying a chemical treatment in the fall would be their very best option to try and manage this weed.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.